This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pearl Gosnell, the wife of abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell, will spend from 7 to 23 months in prison for her role in her husband's abortion clinic. Pearl Gosnell was convicted on charges of racketeering and performing illegal abortions and saw her sentence reduced after spending 2 years under house arrest. Family asked the judge for an alternate sentence, but her husband refused an earlier plea agreement that could have also spared his wife incarceration. It now seems that the targeting of pro-life and conservative groups by the IRS did not come from merely frontline staffers at IRS offices in Cincinnati, but from top officials. Jay Sekulo of the ACLJ was once an IRS attorney in the tax-exempt area and has sniffed out evidence of upper-level involvement. Targeted groups are now banding together in lawsuits against the IRS. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. In other news, Canadian abortionist Henry Morgenthaler is dead at age 90. Operation Rescue is telling the story of a woman who died in an abortion after the supposed medical clinic doing the abortion was found to have no one who could perform CPR. And abortion advocate Nayrol is making the absurd statement that feminist Susan B. Anthony was not opposed to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.